Knock, knock. Anyone in here? Hi. Sorry, the door was open, and I figured now would be a good time to introduce myself. I'm Jay, your next-door neighbor. Yeah, 3B. I live right across the hall from you. So, do you have a name as cute as your face, or should that be kept a secret? Aw, that is a cute name. Though seeing you blush is way cuter. I'm just teasing you. I hope I'm not overstepping any boundaries. I didn't see anyone else move boxes in except your friends from earlier. Well, I didn't mean to spy. There's not many other tenants in this building, and I might have looked through my door's peephole into your apartment. I was just curious, I swear. I'm not the nosy type. I'm just saying that now so you don't freak out about your neighbors being weirdos, you know? Okay, good. You met the owners, right? No, I meant both the guy and his wife. Okay, I can never remember his last name. Yeah, we just call him Harold. His wife, Carol? Ugh. She makes amazing desserts. Harold and Carol. Yep, they live down the hall. She'll knock on everyone's door from time to time and give us what she's baked. I've never felt a better sense of belonging than here. Plus, the other neighbors are elderly or like you and I, single and quiet. I know your type. I totally do. Tell me if I'm wrong. The perfect night for you is cracking the window open when it rains so you can hear the soft pitter-patter outside as you hunker down under a blanket, playing your favorite video game while eating food that would anger most health nuts. I knew it, because I'm exactly the same. Plus, I spotted that Fallout bobblehead on the shelf. Yeah, charisma. That's my favorite one. Oh, you really are a charmer. Yeah, I should get the strength one. I work out like 5 times a week. Used to be 4, but I just love getting sweaty. You could ask me to help you out with the fridge rather than have 3 guys on it. Yeah, I was pretty much hiding in my apartment. I'm not that outgoing. I mean, offering my help while you have a few buddies helping you out, I would have felt uneasy about it. Because I'm a girl, and I could probably bench more than all of them could combined. I'm going on a rant, aren't I? If you don't need my help, I'll go back to my place. It was really nice to meet you. Do you, though? You don't have much stuff to unpack, and I don't want to make a bad first impression by being needy for attention. I don't really have many friends, and you look like someone I could get along with. Fine. But know that I really do want to help you out, okay? Good. So which box do you want me to start with? This one over there? Let me check. This one says kitchen. I assume these are dishes by the weight of it? Oh, no, it's not heavy. I should wrestle you just for saying that. Anyway, I'll put it near the kitchen. All right, next. This one has blankets. Put this aside here. More blankets, pillows, bedroom stuff. Private? What's private? Oh. Hey, should I move the bedroom stuff to your room? Okay. And what about the box that says private on it? Oh, that made you run, didn't it? You know, if you don't want people snooping around in the stuff, you label it something like old homework or books, not private. You're right. I shouldn't have opened it. Still, you could have put an old t-shirt on or something to hide them. Excuse me for being curious. You should know that about me by now. Plus, you have a really nice collection. What? I'm just saying you have good taste in adult toys, that's all. No reason to be embarrassed. I'm supposed to be a good neighbor and help you unpack, but here I am opening things I shouldn't and making you uneasy about it. I seem to just act without thinking, and I'm sorry. Hey, I mean it. Let me fix this. How about this? There's a pizza place just 3 blocks from here, and it's the best pizza you'll ever try. We could take a break from unpacking with a few slices and some Mario Kart over at my place. What do you say? Awesome. I'll get it delivered so I can tidy up my apartment a bit. Come over in about 10 to 15 minutes? Great. See you then. It's unlocked. You have no idea how much stuff I had lying around. When I'm at the gym or at work, borderline OCD on how I present myself, but here, I'm like a sloth. Oh, thanks. This TV is my pride and joy, and probably the main reason why I'm too lazy to go out in the first place. 75 inches of pure, unfiltered 4K goodness. I've also got a bitchin' sound system, since the walls here aren't paper thin. Though I tend to put on some headphones, seeing I play alone most of the time. You'd think that, but no. I don't have many friends over to play Mario Kart with. So much for buying extra controllers. Speaking of Mario Kart, the pizza will be a bit late. They're backed up with orders, so I told them I'd call again in an hour. I figured we could use that time to play a game or two. Great. Make yourself at home. I'll grab something to drink. I've got root beer or some apple juice or plain old water. Which one would you like? Got it. Be right back. Where did you find that? Fuck. I totally forgot it was there. Tell you about it? What? No. Just give it to me. Look, I know I teased you about all your toys earlier, and I embarrassed you, and I apologize, but this is different. Because all I saw in your box was some lube and butt plugs. I'm not judging, at all. But it can't be compared to finding a fleshlight in a girl's apartment. Are you seriously confused? I'm not using it to practice my tongue skills. Scoot over. Put that on the table next to the drinks. Give me your hand. Do you feel that? Through my jeans? That bulge isn't my phone. Don't you get it now? Why I don't have many friends? Why my place is a mess and why I spend so much time alone? I'm just so frustrated. No one has any idea how difficult it is to be me. I saw how surprised you were by my height when I first walked into your apartment. I'm just a few inches short of 7 feet. Do you know how much people stare when you're that tall? Let alone one that has a body to lift a car. Yeah, I've done it before. I could deal with the height and how hard it is to find clothes that flatter my figure rather than show off my muscles, but this thing between my legs, I just don't know. Who the hell wants me? Oh, you're just saying that to cheer me up. You really mean that? I've never been called beautiful by someone after they knew who I truly was. They tend to run off. The funny thing is, I cleaned up all the sticky tissues, but I forgot the Ona hole was hidden between the cushions of the couch. I guess I'm so used to having it nearby all the time. Yeah, it gets bad. I get really cranky if I don't get a release a day. Oh, you're blushing again. You're getting turned on knowing that I need to come every day, aren't you? More blushing. So you are. I want to propose something, but only if you promise to forget this conversation ever happened if you say no. Seriously, I mean it. I don't want us to be awkward neighbors just because my dick started thinking for itself. I've used a cock sleeve so much that it doesn't bring me any pleasure anymore. It's like the fifth one I've been buying since I began getting these urges. Using a toy just leaves me sexually frustrated, and I take that out on my workouts. As you can see, I get frustrated. A lot. I've tried other toys, even thought of buying one of those expensive sex dolls. Look at me. Ugh, thinking of buying a sex doll for human contact. All I want is someone that I can take out my frustration on. Who I can fuck balls deep and unload all my pent-up stress and then cuddle on the couch with my cock still buried in that tight hole and... You're squirming. You know where I'm going with this, right? No, not maybe. Tell me the truth. That's right. You do know. Let me show you something. Don't be shy. Stare all you want. See how my briefs fail to hide what's underneath? So much for wearing cute, small, girly panties. Here, I'll pull my jeans off so you can really enjoy this. I want you to get closer and appreciate what I'm offering you. Come on, don't be shy. I want you to enjoy this. You can touch me if you want. There we go. Your hand just stroking me through the material. What are you thinking about? How big it is? Take my briefs off. God, your eyes got so round. Looks even bigger, right? Why don't you give it a kiss? Try giving it a lick. Just one. Oh, yes. Oh, I needed this so badly. Please keep going. Oh, God. Already sucking on the tip of my cock after knowing me for about an hour. I wonder what you'll be doing by the end of the night. Oh, don't forget my cum makers down there. That's what I call them since they make so much of it. Oh, fuck yes. Each one. Oh, such a good slut. Yes, suck on my cock some more. Don't worry about gagging. I'll train that throat to take it all soon enough. Fuck, that feels so good. Okay, stop. I don't want to come from a blowjob. At least not now. I want to return the favor. Here. Lay on your back and raise your hips. I'm just going to pull these down. Oh, you seem excited. Did washing my cock with your tongue turn you into a needy little slut? Or were you secretly always like this? I just love teasing you. Hold your legs up like this. There we go. I'm much more interested in that cute butt of yours. Quick peck on each thigh. Then getting nearer. until I reach this little tight fuckhole. Love hearing your cute whimpers. You really are adorable. I can see you use those butt plugs often. Your little asshole is just begging for something to slip in. What do you say? Skip the finger stretching and go straight for the main attraction. I promise to be gentle. Oh, I've got some lube. Here it is. I'm just gonna put a little bit. Nice and wet. Do you want to be on top and ride me, or do you want to lay there so I can fuck you silly? You know what you want. I love that. Okay, spread your legs a little for me. Hi. You're blushing again, cutie. Now, is that because I'm looking right into your eyes as you try to shy away, or because the tip of my cock is nuzzling your cute little asshole? I think it's a bit of both. I'll go gentle, okay? Oh, okay. I won't move. I'll let you get used to the size. I know it's big. Just breathe slowly in and out. There you go. Again. There we go. Just relax and focus on the breathing, and I'll go slow. Oh, oh, fuck yes. Oh, this is heaven. Oh, you've trained your ass so well. Are you more into depth play or gaping? A bit of both, huh? I didn't want to stretch you out too much. I want to mold you as my perfect cock sleeve. Oh, how does that sound? Oh, you like that? Well, you know what I like? How vocal you are. You are so shy, but through those blushing cheeks and little whimpers, I see a needy slut just begging to get fucked. Oh, 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 does this feel good, sweetie? Pounding your ass like you've never experienced before. Oh, all those hours at the gym paid off. I can go for hours, and I promise you that I will. Oh, but not tonight. I don't want to wear you out on the first day. What I really want to do, I really want to show you just how much I need you. I'll lay on my back here. Give me a second. Oh, fuck. Your insides are really warm. My cock is freezing out in the open. Put a pillow under my head. Come on, baby. Crawl on top of me. Good. Now turn around. Yeah, lie on your back and nuzzle your head between my two big pillows. Comfy? Raise your legs a bit, and I'll slide my cock in. Oh, God. This is so much better than a fleshlight. Hearing you moan and enjoying yourself is gonna make me come. I need to resist. God, I haven't even fucked you properly yet. Are you ready, baby? Oh, I'll wrap my arms tight around you and I won't let you go. You better let me know if I go too hard, okay? Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, I'm amazed at how much I can bury my cock in your tight little glass. Oh, yeah. Ah, I can see your stomach bulging. That's so fucking hot. Yeah, pounding so hard, my balls swinging up to slap against you. And you're moaning out like a true bottom bitch. Ah, yeah. Oh, God. Are you ready, baby? I can't hold on much longer. Oh, my cock is aching with the need to come. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to come inside you. Oh, I hate cleaning up my messes. Fuck. Fuck, you're so perfect for me. Okay. It'll feel really warm, and you probably overflow, but don't freak out at how much I come. Baby? Fuck. Fuck, oh God, I haven't felt this good in years. Please, please come with me. Be a good slut and come with me. Show me that you can be my good slut. And come. I'm fucking coming. Yeah. Oh! Yes! Fuck, babe. I'm actually out of breath. Are you okay? Oh, good. I kind of blacked out and went as hard as I could. You took it so well, baby. Oh, wow. I see your stomach inflated a little. I've been so pent up. And I also see you made a little mess of your own. How was your orgasm? I'm glad to hear that. Just lay with me. I'm in paradise right now. You stretch around my cock so nicely, keeping you all plugged up. I'm glad you didn't reject me. I hope you don't think of me as a sex maniac. Well, I'm clearly a nympho, but I don't want to be seen as just that, you know? I love you. I know it's sudden. I just feel something when I hold you like this. Like everything in my life makes sense now. You love me too? Thank you. Honestly, I want to make another proposal, seeing how this one went really well. I'm hoping you say yes again. I want you to move in with me. Think about it. You don't have much stuff, and I can probably clean out most of mine and help you work out and reach any health goal you have in your mind, and we could play games together and finally make use of that second controller. Watch a movie all cuddled up and falling asleep holding you tight. How does that sound? I think I'm hiding something. You... Fine. You got me. Let me rephrase what I just said. I'll work out with you only if we shower together afterwards. Or if you really want to, we can have some sweaty sex after the gym, then a Mario Kart tournament, and winner gets to do what they want to the loser. We could also watch a movie all cuddled up as I gently fuck you. See if I can hold out till the movie ends. If you're a good slut, don't come. I'll reward you. Last but not least, I'll hold you tight as we fall asleep together. No. No lewd version of that. I want to protect you and keep you safe. What do you say? Would you like to be my player too and move in with me? Thank you. I'll help you move tomorrow, and I'll talk to Harold about the changes. He'll totally understand, so no worries about your apartment lease. Now, as much as I want to thrust my hips and start another round of hard fucking, I'm really hungry. The pizza place can probably take our order now. I'm thinking we should get the meat lover's special. I thought you'd like that. Let's just rest for a bit, and then I'll give them a call. A shower wouldn't be a bad idea either. Of course we'll take it together. I'm not letting you go that easily.